The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Considering plans to ban smoking in public parks and beaches, tobacco control officials are hoping to extend the zero tolerance approach to more sites 18 years after Ireland became the first country in the world to outlaw smoking in the workplace. Our reporter Sarah Madden has been asking visitors of Stephen's Green in Dublin what they think about the proposed measure.
I just 100% agree with it. I just think that if you want to do it, then just do it somewhere that it isn't in other people's faces, I kind of guess. Like, you know, people have other medical conditions and stuff, and, you know, the beach is a nice place and so is the park. It shouldn't really be used for those types of things.
I'm not a smoker, but I don't know, is that fair to stop people smoking in parks and beaches?
Personally, no. I think if you smoke, you're entitled to smoke in public places. Probably more than any stake I'm mad.
Do you smoke yourself?
Occasionally.
Well, as a non-smoker, I'm going to say yes, but I'm also a bit wary of, you know, personal liberty and taking a step back on a wider picture. I'm not too sure.
I'd say it is a good idea in the main part, but there should still be places where you are allowed to smoke, like certain beaches and parks that you can and can't.
I totally agree with the smoking ban in pubs and buses and so on. As a smoker, it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to me because it means I can't smoke as much. But not in beaches, because, I mean, if you can't smoke in parks and beaches, I mean, where can you smoke, for God's sake? Silly. It's kind of politically correct that's gone mad, do you know what I mean?
I see you are smoking a vape. Do you think it should extend to vapes, or is that sort of a different story?
Both. No, I think both, at the end of the day, they both smell. They both, like, you know, these have flavours, so that's going to smell. But I think it should go for the both of them.
It's insane. All those disposable ones. No, in the bin. I think get rid of them.
I hate vaping because you come to Stephen's Green and, oh my God, everyone that vapes, you could be 3 metres from them and smell it. It's really annoying. But at the same time, would I put a ban on stopping people from doing it? I don't think that's fair in a park where you're supposed to feel free.
Is it nice to be able to go to a beach and know that you're not going to have smoke blowing into your face?
Yeah, especially if you have, like, your children around. I think it's just a bad example of people smoking all the time.
Well, I am someone with kids. I would think we're all lived through it. And you know what I mean? It's probably worse things. It's not great, but, like, I think in a park, they're probably fine.
We all know it's highly addictive and really bad for you. I'm forever trying to quit. There's only so much that the government can do. At the end of the day, it's up to the individual themselves. We don't live in a police state. You know, it'd be different if we were living in Putin's Russia or something like that. Then it'd be enforceable, all right. But if you take O'Connell Street, we can't even police that properly. Never mind a smoking ban on the beaches and parks.
I don't think it's very enforceable. Unless we get people to actually enforce it, then it's not going to become a thing, unfortunately. But if we got people to enforce it, then yeah.
Do you feel like you're being kind of unfairly persecuted?
I think we're a scapegoat for easy votes. You know, it just looks good. I think a lot of people have common sense and they'll see that it's just stupid.
Our reporter Sarah Madden there talking to people about the possible banning of smoking in public parks and beaches. And one of the people that she was talking to there mentioned civil liberties concerns. Well, I'm joined by Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council of Civil Liberties. Liam, what's your reaction to the mooted suggestion that we might see a smoking ban in parks and beaches?
I suppose it's interesting to look at this from the perspective of a test of legality from a human rights perspective. We do already have a ban on certain outdoor smoking, which maybe people aren't always aware of. It's already illegal to smoke in bus shelters. It's illegal to smoke outdoors within a certain area of a public building. So we've already kind of established the principle of it. And if you're assessing this or a measure of this type from a human rights perspective, you have to first of all see, is there a lawful basis? Is it capable of being put into law and enforceable? And we know that because we've had a ban, obviously, in indoor smoking before. The second test is it in pursuit of a legitimate public aim? And there's a specific public policy goal in Ireland and elsewhere to eradicate the smoking of tobacco completely. The public health argument is very clearly established. The environmental argument is well established. So there's no doubt about that. But the real crux of the matter is this a proportionate and necessary measure to achieve that aim? And people do, of course, have certain liberties around their private life to make choices for themselves. But it doesn't seem like there's a proposal to ban smoking completely, but it will restrict what is already restricted even further. And this is the direction of travel. I mean, the United States, Canada, Japan, we're already seeing local authorities banning smoking in parks and beaches, sometimes in streets. And I think those measures are likely to stand up to a legal challenge in Ireland or in Europe more generally. So The first point, I suppose, is that if the government wants to do it legally, it will be able to do it, I think. If we want to assess whether they should do it or not, I think it comes down to a question of evidence. I mean, ultimately, banning smoking or reducing smoking is a public aim. Is this the most effective way of doing it as opposed to other measures, such as maybe having further restrictions on the sale of tobacco? Because there are proposals also to make it harder to buy cigarettes by increasing the age up to 21. So it's really about weighing up the evidence of this measure against another one.
But there's also presumably...
From a liberty perspective, it's justifiable.
Presumably within that, though, Liam, there is an argument that could be made that you reduce the apparent pervasiveness of smoking in society. So in the same way as they took away cigarette advertising, they took away cigarette sponsorship of sports, they took away the visibly displayed cigarettes in retails and garages and so forth, that this is another step along that line, that by making it less obvious that people do this thing, you make it less likely that young people might start doing it.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the arguments in favour of it. So, I mean, whereas there is an argument about civil liberties, you know, the right to smoke is not an unqualified human right. The state has a legitimate interest in restricting it, as long as it's not completely putting people addicted to nicotine in the position where they suffer harm by not being able to smoke at all. So I think it's hard to oppose a measure of this type from a civil liberties perspective. I think the point that you're making there about what people see is raising probably the other big public health question in this area at the moment, which is in relation to vaping. And I think that there is an argument now being put forward that actually the kind of long-term reduction in smoking that we had been seeing seems now to be going back in the other direction again. There's been a slight increase in smoking in the last couple of years, and there are some suggestions that the wide availability of vaping is encouraging young people to start vaping, first of all, and some of them to subsequently go on to smoke because of an addiction to nicotine. So, I mean, the direction of travel from a public policy perspective is clearly going in one way. And from a human rights perspective as well, you know, human rights don't say static. If you had been trying to ban smoking in parks 30 or 40 years ago, I think a government might have found it hard to justify it because it would have been a big restriction on individual rights in one go. But there's been an incremental shift here. And this certainly will make it more difficult for people to smoke, but it's only a small step on a long journey. And I think that's why I think the government is probably on a pretty strong legal basis if they want to go in this direction.
What about the enforceability of all of this, Liam? Is it a moot point? Because how it can get enforced seems questionable. Tech saying, before they ban smoking in parks and beaches, maybe they should enforce current rules. I'm high by the time I leave the platform at Connolly Station. The stink of hash in the air. And I think anybody who has walked through Dublin City at any point over the last few years would notice people who are openly smoking cannabis in the streets in a crowded city and nothing ever seems to be done. So how do they manage to stop you smoking a cigarette in a park?
I mean, it's a good question. And I think the government's announcement seems to be indicating that they intend to do this in conjunction with local authorities. I think people will experience around the country, and particularly in towns and cities, that the resources for local authorities to enforce laws such as litter laws and other laws such as public consumption of alcohol or, you know, it's a policing function with regard to illegal drugs. But generally speaking, there's very little enforcement of things like litter and other antisocial dimensions. So, you know, if you were talking about an effective system of enforcement, you would be looking, I think, at going back to some sort of system of litter wardens, park wardens and so on, which have been under-resourced for a long time. But I mean, I think the bottom line is it can be done if the will is there. And it is what we are seeing, particularly in Canada and the United States, where they're going in this direction at a local level. And also places like universities and hospitals are now widely moving towards banning the smoking of tobacco anywhere on their premises in their wide areas, including parklands and so on. You know, so
I think
this is likely to happen.
When you talk about the local level in Canada, is there any good argument, Liam, why this needs to be a national step? Because I would have thought, in the same way as parks can control things like cycling, like consumption of alcohol, like any of those, like playing of loud music through bylaws, or local authorities can do the same thing on a wider extent for like bylaws, is there any good reason that this needs to be national legislation?
I suppose the argument would be consistency. you know, that you would put in place a national framework which would set broad guidelines and then maybe leave it up to some local bodies to leave some room for interpretation and different application. I mean, already with regard to the public consumption of alcohol, there are different approaches being taken in different towns and cities, and it's questionable whether that's desirable or not. You know, for an ordinary member of the public, how are they reasonably expected to know that, whereas it might be illegal to drink a can by the canal in Dublin, it might be perfectly permissible in Cork or Limerick? You know, I mean, I think in a small country like ours, local variations in the enforcement of law are always a bit problematic, you know. So I think that there could be a good argument for setting a national standard, maybe some different application, particularly maybe around the areas that a local authority will designate as being covered by this, which might, you know, vary in a high density populated area than another one. So we'll see. But I think it's a real practical question in Ireland whether local authorities at the moment would be practically equipped to enforce this without giving them more resources around enforcement.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of scepticism about that possibility coming in on the text line to 53106. Liam, thank you very much. That is Liam Herrick, who's Executive Director of the Irish Council of Civil Liberties.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.